Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We're continuing our county by county trek across the country, exploring all 32 counties that make up this great little remarkable island of Ireland. Today we're joined by travel content creator Tony Smith is with us in studio today to tell us all about a holiday in Dublin. How's things?
Great, Andrew. Thanks so much for having me.
No, it's good to have you back again. Do you know what's funny? We were just chatting off air. You're Wexford, I'm Donegal, and I don't think I've ever holidayed in Dublin. Despite the fact I live here, I've never been a tourist in our capital city.
I know, I think it's just coming up. I did the reversal. I came from the sunny southeast up to the capital and I decided that I was going to be a tourist here instead. And I haven't looked back. It's been incredible. I loved it so much I stayed here.
So if people are thinking about maybe a weekend in Dublin or they want to get a little short break or day or two away before the schools go back at the end of August, where would you suggest they start?
Yeah, I suppose there's so much to do in Dublin, but like there's kind of a couple of main areas that I definitely recommend kind of basing yourself around to avail of all the great experiences that are out there. The city centre for one, to access the likes of Temple Bar. You have Dunleary for kind of a lovely coastal town atmosphere. Hoth the same, and has lovely coastal cliff walks there. And then the likes of Kilmainham, for a bit more of the historical. You have the Irish Museum of Modern Art. You have Kilmainham Jail. And it's also quite accessible for the Guinness Storehouse as well, which I'll mention later.
So some of the things, we'll come to the accommodation, because I know we're going to get the text in from listeners talking about, you know, yeah, we'd love to go to Dublin and spend a day or two there, but it'll be expensive. And I know you've got some recommendations on that. And maybe listeners have suggestions about where they might recommend people visit. 087 1400 106 is the number. But what are the kind of tick box things you think are worth seeing?
Yeah, I know it's touristy, but I think I'm going to have to start with the Guinness Storehouse. It was voted as one of the best tourist attractions in Europe, and that is for good reason. It's thoroughly enjoyable, it's very accessible, and it's great for everyone to. I don't drink, and I still enjoyed the tour.
Just even to get in and see it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I haven't actually done the tour, but I've been in it. At a work thing once before, and like it's just even the venue itself is unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely. That gravity bar there has spectacular views over the city. Like, so I think, like that is, even if you're not there for the tour, that's still worth seeing.
Yeah.
I think if you're looking for something maybe more active to do, I'd definitely look at getting up to the Hellfire Club. It has a bit of a spooky history, but it is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, and if you go up there just at sunset, you'll be able to watch the sun go down and the city lights turn on. It's absolutely spectacular.
Recommendations for families, maybe with young children, what would you suggest they do?
Yeah, like there's plenty of stuff for families. Maybe I would look at doing something like the Viking Splash Tour. It's a serious bit of crack.
You see
them roam around the city.
Every day you see it in and around town. And it is always wedged. And they look like they're having a ball on it.
They're having a ball. And whether I'm the butt of the joke, that's okay. As long as they're having a good time.
Right, where else are you going to suggest?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a rite of passage when you come to Dublin to take a swim at the 40 foot. I would definitely suggest maybe taking on the Clontarf to Hoth cycle. There's a lovely cycle path the whole way out there. It's absolutely stunning scenery, and then you can enjoy Hoth when you get there. And then I'd say we totally undersell how good our restaurants are here in Dublin. Get into the city, don't just drink, enjoy the restaurants.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, there's definitely loads of places now to eat in and around Dublin city centre that aren't overly expensive. Like, that you can go in and get something to eat at a much more affordable price. There's plenty of options.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, the standard of food in Ireland is really high. Like, and I think we definitely undersell that point. So it's definitely something that I would advise people to do. Just enjoy it.
Bougie or budget accommodation?
For me, it's budget accommodation. I've stayed in hostels kind of everywhere I travel. So there is plenty of hostels in Dublin, you know, and they are there for a reasonable
family
price.
Family appropriate?
I wouldn't think so, but you can also get private rooms in these hostels.
Yeah.
Would I say to a family, would I recommend? No, but if it was something that was cost effective, absolutely.
Yeah. And as you say, a private room could be a good option there for families.
There is private rooms. Now, if you're looking for something kind of a bit kind of medium cost range and something that's very nice, the likes of NYX there, Portobello, or the likes of Clontarf Castle. Clontarf Castle is completely underrated. It's an absolutely stunning hotel, like an authentic castle with a very regal kind of interior. I think it's class, and not really enough people are talking about that.
Yeah, and so close to the city centre as well, actually.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then, of course, if you win the cash machine
yeah.
next Friday.
Yeah. If you have a lot more disposable income than I do, I'd definitely check out the Shelburne Hotel. You see them there, they have the top hats, of the waistcoats.
But you know, even just go and have a little walk around.
Absolutely, they have a bar that's open for everyone. You know?
Have a little nose. Right, if you're looking for something to eat, maybe you don't want anything to drink, but where are you going to send listeners?
Yeah, I would personally go, I think brunch is kind of my big thing, and I'd have to recommend the likes of Alma and Portobello. Slice and Stony Bar, I think that could be my favourite brunch spot in all of Dublin. There's Fruition in the Irish Museum of Modern Arts, which I mentioned earlier. There's Baba and Chapel Izzet, and then a new enough one, which is Volumes in the City Centre.
Yeah.
And they're all kind of the brunch recommendations I go
to. Do you know what I think is gas? The queues now. Like, you leave this office and into the main street, into city centre Dublin, and the queues to get in to kind of take away pizzerias and sandwich shops and restaurants for takeaway food. It is, absolutely, it's more affordable. But like, there's no end to what Instagram and social media has done in terms of promoting a lot of these businesses to overseas travellers.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's where a lot of people are kind of going to TikTok and typing in what to do in the city. And if your business is on there, it's getting visited by tourists. It's so I think it's a huge kind of, it's nearly a fundamental part of marketing for these businesses now.
Where are you sending listeners for, well, maybe something more casual or fancy dining if they're looking for something in Dublin?
Yeah, fancy dining. And the likes of Eto, Uno Mas, Host and Ranla is incredible. And then you have the Kiki's and Butcher's Grill as well. They'd be kind of very high level kind of restaurants. They're incredible now, but you absolutely will pay for that standard. So probably maybe not so accessible, but if you have a special occasion or something, these are definitely worth visiting.
Fine dining food. More value options.
Yeah, more value options. I'd have to mention Buff and Frites. I'm definitely butchering that pronunciation. But however, I think it's €30 and
for a three-course meal.
For a starter, main course, all you can eat, chips and garlic bread. And I did test that. And it is true. It's true to price. And then I'd go for Shaku Meku is in Rat Mines.
Oh,
it's Middle Eastern food.
Yeah.
It's really tasty. And it is great value for what it is. And then I have to mention a Galway native, which came to Dublin, and it's Hansen Burger. They're absolutely incredible. Definitely worth checking out.
Now, if you're looking to sample the Guinness from the Guinness Storehouse that you mentioned at the start of the programme, there's some brilliant little pubs in Dublin.
Yeah, there's plenty of pubs you can go to. I think my personal favourite is Grogan's, just because I love people watching so much.
Oh, yeah.
But the likes of Mullingar House in Chapel Izzet or O'Donoghue's in town, just off Stephen's Green, is incredible. It's kind of synonymous with music. So I definitely would recommend checking out there also.
Yeah, Peter's Pub now in the long haul would be kind of the two I'd probably suggest if you're coming over for a little bit of a city centre holiday. Some of the spots, like if you're the wannabe travel blogger, where are you sending people?
I think the travel bloggers and kind of the tourists, you see, like, it's remiss of me not to mention Temple Bar here. It is an iconic photo.
You have to see it.
And everyone kind of goes there. And rightly so. It's kind of, it is touristy, but again, definitely worth visiting. Other places that people kind of often take photos of would be the likes of Bull Island at the Vico Baths. And now this new phenomenon at Drury Street here, which has become, it's called Drury Duty.
Really?
Where people are feeling like they're called to put in a shift on that street there now and just enjoy the atmosphere.
That's brilliant.
But I think if there is people that are looking to go somewhere maybe that's not so well known, I would definitely recommend people to check out the likes of Poolbeg Lighthouse, the Dublin Port Greenway, just totally underutilised. Mm. And definitely if you're looking for a swim and maybe a quieter location, the likes of Collymore Harbour near Dalkey is excellent.
Listener here suggesting that the Hoth Cliff Walk followed by Fish and Chips by the Sea. It is just pure heaven, says this listener.
That's a perfect formula.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Tony, what is your summer song that you want to leave listeners with this Friday afternoon?
I'll have to go with an artist from Cove, and it is Ruri, and the song is called Wonderland.
Tony Smith, travel content creator. Tony, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. If you're planning a last minute, well, maybe weekend or staycation holiday in Dublin, there are Tony's recommendations.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.